Hear further from the word of the Lord in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 25 and in the doctrine of the sacred scripture. Then the kingdom of the heavens shall be likened to 10 virgins who, taking their lamps, went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were prudent and 5 foolish. Those who were foolish, taking their lamps, did not take oil with them. And the prudent took oil in their vessels with their lamps. And while the bridegroom delayed, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, "Behold, the bridegroom comes, go forth to meet him." Then all those virgins arose and adorned their lamps. And the foolish said to the prudent, "Give us some of your oil, because our lamps are extinguished." And the prudent answered, saying, "Not so, lest there not be enough for us and for you. But go rather to those who sell and buy for yourselves." But when they had gone to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were prepared went in with him to the wedding, and the door was shut. And afterwards the rest of the virgins came also, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." And he answering said, "Amen, I say to you, I do not know you. Watch therefore, because you do not know the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man comes." By means of doctrine, the word not only becomes understandable, but also, as it were, shines with light. This is because without doctrine, the word is not understood and is like a lampstand without a lamp. By means of doctrine, therefore, the word is understood and is like a lampstand with a lamp. The man then sees more things than he had seen before, and he also understands those things which he had not understood before. Dark and contradictory things he either does not see and passes over, or he sees and interprets them so that they agree with the doctrine. The experience of the Christian world attests that the word is seen from doctrine and is also interpreted according to it. All the Reformed see and interpret the word from and according to their own doctrine, and so do the Papists from and according to theirs, and even the Jews do so from and according to their doctrine. Thus, from a false doctrine, all see falsities, and from a true doctrine, truths. It is evident, therefore, that true doctrine is like a lamp in the dark, and a guidepost on the way. But doctrine must be drawn from the sense of the letter of the word, and must also be confirmed by it. If it is not so confirmed, the truth of doctrine appears as if only man's intelligence were in it, and not the Lord's divine wisdom. And so the doctrine would be like a house in the air, and not on the earth, and would lack a foundation. The genuine truth, which must be the truth of doctrine, appears in the sense of the letter to no one but to those who are in enlightenment from the Lord. Enlightenment is from the Lord alone, and it exists with those who love truths because they are truths and make them of use for life. With others, there is no enlightenment in the Word. The reason why enlightenment is from the Lord alone is that the Lord is in all things of the Word. The reason why enlightenment exists with those who love truths because they are truths and make them of use for life is that such people are in the Lord and the Lord in them. For the Lord is His own divine truth, and when the truth is loved because it is divine truth, and it is loved when it is made of use, the Lord is in it with the man. The Lord teaches this in John. "In that day you shall know that you are in me and I in you. He who has my commandments and does them, he loves me, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him, and I will come to him and make my abode with him." And in Matthew, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." These are they who are in enlightenment when they are reading the word, and to whom the word shines and is translucent. With such men, the first thing is to get for themselves doctrine from the sense of the letter of the word and thus light a lamp for their further advance. Then, after doctrine has been procured and a lamp thus lighted, they see the word by means of it. Those, however, who do not procure doctrine for themselves, first investigate as to whether the doctrine delivered by others and received by the general body agrees with the word, and they assent to what agrees, and they dissent from what does not agree. In this way, it becomes to them their own doctrine, and through doctrine, their faith. But this takes place only with those who, not being taken up with worldly affairs, are able to exercise discernment. If these persons love truths because they are truths and make them of use for life, they are in enlightenment from the Lord. All others who are in some life according to truths can learn from them. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.